on with Charlie. I think it's an exciting development. There are a limited number of listed companies involved in the feedlot industry, so I think it's really interesting to have a company who's that committed to what we're doing and prepared to really have a good hard look at what expansion might mean and what their other options are.
Charlie Mort has explained that really they are only looking at expansion at this stage, nothing about vertical integration either way, just really focused on the feedlotting sector. Given the market at the moment, does that come as a surprise?
Look, not really. The operators who are in this space who are doing it well are optimistic about the industry. So, look, I'm not surprised. There are feedlots still doing quite well on the back of reasonable grain prices. Even though cattle prices are higher, there's still, again, a reasonable supply of cattle. So, look, I share Charlie's optimism about the direction that the industry's taking.
I understand it's $100,000 as a minimum buy-in. Do you think that'll attract people from within the beef industry?
I think so. I think there's been considerable investment in the beef industry, and now that, particularly in the extensive areas, now I think it's probably time for that to move into the intensive areas. There's still that interest in beef as a worldwide protein source, and Australia is really well placed to provide that protein source.
Looking at the industry and the last figures, the December quarterly figures showed that there were record numbers of cattle on feed, a few less in Queensland, but then counted by a few more in New South Wales. You did at that point say that perhaps numbers on feed might decrease given the high price of cattle at the moment. What's your feeling with what's happening this quarter?
Look, I think there's no doubt that those numbers will decline this quarter. Cattle supply will tighten even further, particularly heading into later this year and into next year. But in the first quarter of this year, the numbers will be down. There were New South Wales feedlots that experienced an increase in numbers on feed throughout that December quarter, but I'm pretty sure that won't be reflected in the current quarter.
What will that mean for feedlots? Will there be feedlotters looking at a different article, say a more affordable article, in terms of the makeup of the feedlot, or will there just be just less cattle?
I think it'll be a bit of both. I mean, feedlots, particularly the successful ones, have always had reasonably flexible business arrangements where they can look at what the market demands are and then adapt their businesses to those demands. There'll be some who are locked into contracts where that may not be possible, and there will be some slow-up of the demand for grain-fed beef going into the year as well.
Tess Herbert, again, looking at taking the pressure off margins for feedlotters, would they be looking at perhaps shorter times on feed? Would that be a prospect?
It could be. I think it will vary according to region and according to, again, availability of our two biggest inputs of grain and cattle. There may be some feedlotters who even want to lengthen out their feeding program to produce a different article out the other end. So I think there'll be a combination of both, and that will be really in response to your other question about feedlotters adapting to the flexibility that the markets will be demanding.
Looking to the future as well, obviously we're talking about record levels in the last quarter and the decrease that we may well be experiencing in this quarter, although the numbers haven't been tallied, won't be huge, will it?
I don't think it'll be enormous, no. I think there'll be a drop, and I think that drop will occur both in Queensland and in New South Wales, and there may be a smaller drop-off in the other states as well. So I think it will be Australia-wide, and again, I think one of the major pushes for that will be on the demand side for beef, but it'll be interesting to see how the March figures come out.
That's the short term. What about the longer term?
Longer term, look, and I'd agree with some MLA forecasting on this level, that 2017 will be probably more difficult for cattle supply, given that our Australian herd numbers have dropped to very low levels and will continue to drop throughout this year. While there may be some difficulty later on this year in sourcing cattle, I think that will certainly hit in 2017.